Lucis Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations, and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Welcome. Inner sight is simply seeing that which is always present, but not yet fully recognized. You have, within you, the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way, with new eyes. So, stay with us and together, we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today, old age, new age. And before we explore this topic, I'd like to say a few words about Alice Bailey, founder of the Lucis Trust, and Lucis Trust sponsors this show. Alice Bailey wrote 24 books of esoteric philosophy, and those 24 books are the main inspiration that you have for the dialogue on this show. Following thought is also from the works of Alice Bailey. The new era is coming. The new ideals, the new civilization, new modes of life, education, religious practices, and government are slowly precipitating, and nothing can stop them. Is there any real evidence to support the idea that we're actually making a transition from an old age to a new one?
Yeah, other than just hope. Yes. Actually, there is. It can be verified astronomically in the heavens as well as astrologically that the planet has rotated or whatever, the transited into a new alignment with the constellations, and in particular with the constellation called Aquarius. This moment in time that we're in now was actually forecast in the Bible, in the book Revelations, the story of the upper chamber and Jesus telling his disciples to look for a man carrying a water pot. That's the symbol of the zodiacal sign Aquarius. A man holding a water pot high overhead is the symbol of the server in Aquarius. And Christ told his disciples to look for the man with the water pot, and that would be the moment when the first communion service was held, which was participated in by all, and which foretold the great relationship that would distinguish humanity in the coming age after it had passed through the tests of the old age, which has been the age of Pisces, the Piscean age. The communion service that Christ foresaw has never yet been held, but in the Aquarian age we can look for it. It will be a time of real group sharing and of communion, of a sense of relationships that is not present in the old age.
Right, and this these ages, which come along about every 2,000 years, 2,500 years, and there is quite a lot of overlapping at the end of one age and the beginning of another one, and that's the kind of stage we're in right now, and that's why there is probably so much chaos and transition in the world today. But these, as you said, the age that Christ was inaugurated actually 2,000 years ago was the Piscean Age.
Maybe we should talk a little bit about what that has been significant. What has been significant about that?
Right, because each age presents certain qualities for human consciousness to develop.
And the old age of Pisces has been a significant period in human development. It was the period in which humanity developed a sense of the abstract, of the subjective realm of ideals that lifted human consciousness and human focus off the purely outer or materialistic level of survival and oriented human awareness to a subjective realm of ideals and of abstract ideas and qualities that were worth aspiring towards. It's been an age of the development of subjective senses such as taste and smell in ways that were not dominant in human thinking before then. But it's also been an age of the development of the individual, of the personality. And this was a necessary stage along the way. But what is interesting in contrast to the old age is the new age will be an age of group relationships. The zenith of the personality, I think, is seen in the ridiculous extent to which publicity and celebrity is taken today in the media, where people are famous simply for being famous.
Oh, yeah.
They don't really do much of anything that we can identify. They're just famous for being famous. That's the pinnacle of the personality held up to a level that it really isn't entitled to, she said with judgment.
Well, somebody's
got
to say it.
Well, yes.
There's also other examples you can point that would develop in the Piscean Age, and that is the widespread development of idealism.
Mm-hmm.
Because each of these ages is governed by one of the seven rays, and we've talked about these rays before. And the Piscean Age was governed by and qualified very strongly by the sixth ray of idealism and devotion. And you can see those ideals and this desire for devotion to a leader of some kind or to an ideal is very prominent, and it's still with us. And we saw close to the end of the Piscean Age, we saw the development of many ideals, like the ideal of democracy, and later communism and fascism, and all the good ideals and the bad ideals, but they were ideals that were developed by the human mind. And so it's the mind that is suddenly becoming awake to the influence and the impact of this age and the influence of the sixth ray of idealism. And this is one of the outstanding examples of the age and that you can point to and say this is the quality that was developed over the last 2,000 years, and it has carried us this far, and we will develop the next age, the next quality of the Aquarian Age, which is will be governed by the seventh ray of harmony, of organization and order.
One of the downsides to the strong idealism that developed in humanity over the past 2,000 years is the tendency toward militancy. When you have ideals, you have standards, and when you have standards, then things and people either fall within the accepted limits of the standard or they fall beyond it and are unacceptable. And it creates a kind of fundamentalism in one's mentality that becomes quite intolerant. And we've said in other programs that one of the effects of a passing age that is moving out of prominence is that the lower, less desirable qualities of that energy are what linger on at the end. And that's what we're seeing as the old age of Pisces passes out. We're seeing that crystallized fundamentalism, not only in religion, but in so many different fields of human experience. It's just part of the nature of the times, and the conflict that it sets up with the incoming new energies is creating a lot of the upheaval that people sense at this time. Those of us who remember the 1960s probably would say that was a period when the real shift and the line in the sand were drawn. Do you think?
Well, yes, I think so, because you can see that there was such a tremendous outpouring of the new, and even though it came through the personalities of the time, through the musicians and through the flower children, but it was very much peace and devotion to a peaceful world. And so we see the carryover of the ideal, the development of the idealism, but into a kind of a new, more group-oriented power sharing and all of that, that also was kind of reminiscent of the beginning of the Aquarian Age.
Yes, I think young people today that don't remember the 60s would probably be astonished if they could really comprehend the change in consciousness that occurred as a result of what we went through in the 60s. It really was a tidal wave, a tidal shift. And as the era recedes further into history, you forget how radically different the consciousness of the young people was from the entrenched powers that be. And it was a period that was very difficult, but also very enlivening and inspiring. I think one of the most ridiculous, humorous depictions of it is the musical Hair.
Mm, yeah.
Which is, it's funny, it's kind of sweetly goofy, and everybody ends up on stage with no clothes on. I mean, it's just crazy. It was like every crystallized conservative's image of the worst possible thing that could happen to young people in the new age. But in fact, it was, by today's standards, it looks pretty harmless. The new age is much more than what the musical Hair foresaw. It's a change in consciousness. And maybe after the break, we can talk more about the implications of that change in consciousness.
Okay. For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight. Our topic for today, Old Age, New Age. We have a special offer from Lucis Publishing Company. Ponder on This, a compilation of extracts from all 24 books by Alice Bailey. It includes a number of excerpts from her writings on the New Age. It's available for $19. And this was one of the first books that I started off with. I read Ponder on This, and I liked it because you can get more or less an overview in an abridged fashion of many of the very deep topics of Alice Bailey. She goes into a lot of depth on her books where you have a theme that's isolated and it's covered within a larger book. But here you have an opportunity to take a look at different chapters that represent much larger works by Alice Bailey. And for those people who plan on reading a lot of Alice Bailey, it's a wonderful way to get started because it helps you to create a priority of topics as to what you would want to approach first in the various books by Alice Bailey, 24 books altogether. So it's available for $19, free shipping and handling if you mention Inner Sight. So just write a little note saying you heard about the offer on Inner Sight. What you need to do if you'd like to take advantage of this special offer from Lucis Publishing Company is write a check or money order, send a check or money order, $19, to Lucis Publishing, Lucis, L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. That's Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. We appreciate your donations, your tax-deductible donations, is what helps keep us on the air. We need to pay for these shows, and we enjoy doing these shows, and many of you have expressed that you look forward to listening to them. So if that's the case, then please continue with your support. And any type of donation that you can make, send it to Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. That's Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. All of our InnerSight programs can be heard on our website at www.lucistrust.org. Lucis is L-U-C-I-S. That's www.lucistrust.org. On the homepage, you'll find a link to today's program, which will be available for hearing in a day or two. Last week's program is already available, and many of our past programs can also be heard. Once again, www.lucistrust.org. The theme of each week's program is posted in advance on our website so that you can see in advance what next Sunday's program will be. If you'd like to get in touch with us for any reason, whether it's to order a general package of information giving you an idea about Lucis Trust and the various work that Lucis Trust does, and there's so much that they're involved in, send for that package of general information if you'd like, or ask for it by calling 1-866-695-8247. That's 1-866-695-8247. The easy way to remember it is 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866-NY-LUCIS. We were talking about the change of consciousness in the New Age, and I would suppose that change of consciousness is going to somehow be manifested in education, religious practices, as set forth in the opening thought, perhaps government, but I'd like you to maybe be more specific from the Bailey materials as to how that change of consciousness, what can we expect to see in a change of consciousness?
I think one of the major effects will be an awareness of relationship. As we mentioned, the old age was an age in which the individual self, the self-identity, was developed. Man, we could say, emerged out of the herd, out of the mass, into an awareness of his innate and unique selfhood. And now in the new age, the sense of relationship is going to become much more dominant, and it will express, I think, in myriad ways that we are just beginning to realize now. If you look around you at how human beings conduct themselves, there are a lot of people out there that don't seem to have any idea that the world is full of people around them who have their own needs and aspirations. There's a great self-centeredness that I think we sense in people today that I think is an outcome of the old age emphasis on personality. The new age is going to be a time of much more awareness that we are in this together, that we are one humanity, that we have a responsibility and an obligation to our fellow men, that we are not just isolated islands.
Yeah, that's the kind of difficult part to understand, this particular transitional age that we're in right now, of this, because we're in, as I said, between two ages, and there's an overlapping of these energies, the sixth ray of idealism and the incoming new energies of organization and order. And there tends to be a great conflict, because there's all of this change that wants to manifest. And then there is the old conservative elements that want to hold back from any change. Mm-hmm. So that you find this clashing of ideals, and that's what makes this period so difficult to kind of work our way through, because it is so, we're part of both, and we see it going on around us, both of these patterns. And you have the personality, as you mentioned, you have the strong personalities that are still hanging on to them and promoting themselves, and then you have the great movements of service movements, like, you know, the Peace Corps, that which started back in the 60s, as you know, with John Kennedy, and then you have the service organizations. There are hundreds and dozens of service organizations, and there's a growing concern throughout the world for the, well, for example, in the situation in Darfur, and the slavery of young children and all throughout many parts of the world. So there is a growing concern in human consciousness for serving the needs of others. But it's mixed up with the great emphasis on this personal self.
I think we're probably just taking baby steps into the new age, and knowing how human beings behave, I suppose at the end of the next 2,000-year period, we'll be calling this new age the old age and wondering how we could have taken the qualities of the new age to such extreme. But that's what we always do. In fact, the writings of Alice Bailey forecast this when she says that the group consciousness, the sense of group relationships that will be characteristic of the new age, aren't necessarily an assured good thing, because a group isn't always purely motivated. You can have groups that are bent on motives that are not necessarily all that high-minded.
Behaving more like a mob, I guess.
Well, yes, yeah. A group that acts like a mob is worse than a selfish individual.
Yeah.
So we'll have to be on our tippy toes in the new age to not misuse, misexpress the realization that there is power in the group. And that will probably be a great test in the coming age. This thing about human beings taking things to extreme is always interesting. She points out, Alice Bailey points out, that the idealism that was developed in the old age, which is a good thing, was taken to the point that human beings lost sight of the value and significance and the spiritual purpose of the material side of life. The tendency to abstraction grew so deep that people tended to disdain the spiritual significance of the material side of life. I'm trying to think of, there are certain religious tenets in some of the religions that have great disdain for everything connected with the outer material physical side of life. It's all evil and should be just turned away from, if at all possible. That's an example of the extreme abstraction of the old age, isn't it?
Yes, and you have examples down through the ages, the last 2,000 years, of these extreme examples of where the power of devotion can carry one, and if they are perhaps made of this same sixth ray energy, they respond to the quality of devotion. And devotion to a religious ideal can really, well, we see it in the world today, and the growth of martyrdom and patriotism and the glamour of war, and all of that is of the old age. That's being carried over, and that's what's still affecting so much of human thought today.
But this crystallization is part of the ending of an energy pattern. Things work out in a way that leads to their crystallization. Christ foresaw that when he said, at the end of the age, all things will be shouted from the housetops. We have to have it written on bulletin boards and billboards and proclaimed in neon to really get the point. And that's, I guess, what our society is doing now. It's a stage, and it will pass. What's important is that we try to develop our sense of relationship, because I think that's where our salvation as a species will come in. That brings in the sense of the soul. The soul is innately aware of relationship. The soul is not self-centered in any way. It's utterly aware of its relationship to the whole. And the more we can develop a sense of being part of a larger whole, the more our motivations and our values will, I think, be rightly sorted out.
Right, and building right human relationships is so important, because, not just because it's a nice thing to do, but because whenever there is a quality and good relationships among people and among nations and groups, then you have the flow of love. The energy of love begins to flow, and you have a connection there, and it's like with an electrical circuit. It opens up the circuitry, and the energy starts to flow, and that's what is so vitally necessary for the great plan of God to manifest in the world.
I think we should look on this coming era, in spite of all the confusion and the difficulties that we are seeing in the world, I think we should look on it with great hope and try to be as ready as we can in consciousness for the new. Open our minds and hearts to new ways to live and think. Let go of the past. And yet try to hold on to the values of the past without utterly cutting it away. But Alice Bailey said we should try to remain plastic in our emotional attitudes, particularly. Be pliable. And I think that will keep us emotionally and spiritually healthy. She wrote in one of her books, all of this upheaval of the soil of the world, spiritual, psychological, and physical, all this disruption of the forms and the familiar outlines of our planetary life had to take place before there could come the emergence of the hierarchy into human consciousness. All of this had to do its work on the souls of men before the New Age could come in. And she said, this is one of the major points which I'm seeking to make. The disruption, disintegration, and the completely chaotic conditions existing for the past 500 years have at last worked their way out onto the physical level. And she said, this is good and desirable. It marks the prelude to a better building of a better world and the construction of more adequate forms of life and of more correct human attitudes and a sounder orientation to reality. And she finished by saying, the best is yet to be.
Well, that's a lot to look forward to.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Please take advantage of the special offer from Lucis Publishing Company. And that's the Alice Bailey book, Ponder on This. Ponder on This is a compilation of extracts from all 24 books by Alice Bailey, probably the best book to start off with, because each chapter is an abridged version of an entire Alice Bailey book. It also includes a number of excerpts from her writings on today's topic, The New Age. It's available for $19, free shipping and handling if you mention Inner Sight. So if you want to take advantage of the offer, please send a check or money letter, $19, to Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called the Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills. The purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.